So Halloween day was pretty special here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. In the morning, just out of the blue almost, I received two packages of, two bags really of coffee sent to me by L, Master Roaster of Small Batch in Hove and Brighton. They've got four shops now. The roastery itself is in Hove, just about 2 minutes away from the train station, which I've visited a few times. And I've got a really great relationship with Small Batch. I just so love their coffees and what they do from beginning to end, really. And I've watched them grow over the past 3 years. And, I'll probably repeat myself, but I'm pretty much in awe of them. And they've got a unique selection of beans which they which go under the title Grand Fromage, Big Cheese. And these are really special coffees. And this edition of Grand Fromage, which was one of the bags that I received, is really a special coffee. Now, for me, something totally new. It's a Kenyan, and it's a natural process. Now, Kenyans... unless I'm totally wrong, they don't really come as natural processes that often. They're more washed coffees, very clean coffees, very bright coffees. And this is a natural process, meaning that the cherries are picked off the trees, as always, in the ripest state. But then just you let the cherry dry in the sun before taking the skin and the mucilage off. So fermentation happens naturally in the cherry itself, as opposed to a washed process, for example, where everything gets stripped down to the parchment and the green bean, the seed, which sits in that cherry and is then fermented and then dried on parchment on the either raised beds or just dried on patches, whatever. So I was really flabbergasted and so touched by the fact that I received these two coffees. Now, a few days later, today we are the 6th, I'm actually cupping them. So I open them both, and already the natural process, the aroma that comes out of the bag when you open it, of that Kenyan, is pretty special. So they're quite small in size, the beans, and I've always, as I do, I lay them out on my kitchen towel and I examine them. And you can just see the natural process again. If you kind of come across some beans, you will see that the little line in the seed in the bean is not white. It's dark. So that is the trademark of a dried natural process. The other bag that I received, Nicaragua. Also a natural process. So very interesting, two completely different continents, areas. And the other interesting thing about this other coffee bag from Nicaragua is that it's a maracatura. Now, maracatura is a very big bean, and I've got them here and I haven't laid them out yet. So I'm going to do that right now, live here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ. So laying them out, these beans are huge. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they are a hybrid. I don't quite know the maracatura. Maybe it's Catura and Maracujip. I don't know. It's probably those two. But really what strikes me, this is a huge bean. Now, that doesn't mean anything else but saying that it's huge, because the smallest beans have had an amazing note and aroma in the past. I'm thinking again of Ethiopian coffees and Kenyan coffees, which are quite small, like the Heirloom from Ethiopia, Arabica varietals, or the SL28, SL34 from Kenya, all kind of very small beans. They're quite light, these as well. And if I just describe the roast, again, very uniform, a beautiful roast. I wouldn't say too light, but obviously not dark either, but a beautiful kind of matte finish to them. They're just absolutely uniform. I'm trying to look hard. You probably hear me running my fingers through those beans. I'm trying hard to see if there's any beans in there that I should be taking out. And what I normally do is I watch out for the what we call elephant ears. So they're those that are hollow. Usually take those out. And then the Quakers, which are the underdeveloped beans that in the roasting process just turn out very, very light, and they just shine out at you if you've got coffees laid out. And I usually take them out because they don't taste very good, especially the Quakers, the underdeveloped beans don't taste well. And I want to have a really good taste of this coffee. So I'm going to put those back into the bag. Then I'm going to grind two different cups of 12 grams each, and then steep them, as we do in cupping, and just kind of report back as to what's in there from understanding the natural process. This is going to be quite heavy on the mouth. This is going to be very sweet. This is going to be quite funky. But to have two naturals like this side by side will be absolutely fascinating. So, I'm going to put you on pause now. Actually, forgot to mention, there's not one single Quaker nor one single elephant ear in that Nicaraguan bag of 250 grams. Wow, that's pretty cool. So pouring some water over the coarsely ground beans. This is the Kenyan one. So do this very carefully and you'll have the crust that forms on top. Now these beans have been roasted on the 30th of October, so just, a week off the roast today. I haven't gotten around to doing it before today. I've had so many other coffees to go through, and I don't want to let them go to waste, and I don't want to open a bag and then not kind of pay the attention that I wanted to. So only today I got round to cupping those. Timer is on. 4 minutes of steeping time will happen. Then I'm going to break the crust. And I've already, of course, smelt them in their dry state, and that sweetness is there. Ooh, I found it really difficult to tell them apart just on the smell. Of course, the size of the bean gave it away at the beginning, but now when they were ground, I've got to pay more attention. Well, it's late again. It's 5:30, and I've just come back from town, rushed off my feet today. But this is just such a treat. So time to break the crust. Pushing through. Wow, very good. Wow, that's a deep, intense flavor, aroma coming through. Everything was trapped underneath the crust that was built. And now I'm going to just take off the, scum. Which is what forms in a very fresh bean. It just sits on top there as well. And you just got to clean up the cup and let it cool down a little more before you can actually start slurping the fun bit of it. You need to always clean your spoons if you go from one cup to the next so that you don't contaminate. I like this. This is fun. This is such fun. It's, of course, the gentlest way of evaluating a coffee. And this happens all over the world when specialty coffee is graded and the cup of excellence is graded and the awards have been given. And we feel privileged of drinking the best coffees ever roasted by artisan roasters such as Small Batch. And we've got quite a few here in London, but Small Batch in particular. I just love following them. They're just so good and they push the limits and they get better and better coffee. But this is too hot now still to slow. So I gotta be more patient. So let the fun begin. Grand fromage, here we go. Wow. Well, this has got a lovely acidity, kind of berry-like. What strikes me immediately, of course, because I've got Kenyans in my memory bank, on my memory palate bank, and there's nothing like it. I think that natural process just gives it just another dimension, which we're not used to when drinking Kenyan coffees. Wow. I mean, it's quite heavy. Syrupy. Quite thick as a mouthfeel, which is something I always like, and I know this is going to be great in an espresso. Also the filter coffee. And I'm moving over to Nicaragua. Maracatura, also a natural process. Wow, totally different. A bit sweeter, I would say. It's got kind of an almondy, but even heavier as a mouthfeel. Very, very sweet. Thick, rich. That as well is going to just perform a treat as an espresso. Now, I'm running out of time, but I tell you what, this is going to be pushed through the R58 very soon. Thanks again to Small Batch. They've again produced some amazing coffees. Stay tuned because I'm going to report on these and go on their website. Check out and buy yourself, evaluate, do everything with it that you like.